pretty tune, huh?
That is a beautiful tune.
I stick to the same tuning all the time and just play it. When you do a modal, assign a modal or something like that, do you retune?
I don't like to retune. I always figured I had my hands full in G-tuning.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a many times that I do retune. You know, you have to. But I prefer not to. I don't play many tunes that can drop down to C anymore or D. I did when I was younger, exploring a lot of stuff. But now G still kicks my ass, and all the keys that you can play just out of open G tuning, so I just pretty much stay there, you know. It's kind of like those tuning machines. I never just don't deal with those anymore either, you know. Yeah, they're real fun, and you need them for certain things, but I don't even have them on this banjo.
Now that was an F, you said that was played out of F?
Well, I recorded it on the album, it's in F, for the singer to be able to sing in his key. So I just capoed here, and then I capoed here and tuned up one. On that particular banjo, I don't know on this one either. So. Do you guys play out of that detuning at all? I mean, it's not a detuning, it's just D. You know.
The only way you can play with fiddle players, you gotta do that.
Yeah, it's nice because you have those big, fat, open notes, you know. And that's as low as you can go, you know. What did we play last night? Forked Deer, I think we played. Watch this, this is kind of fun to be like Angelina Baker. You play that one? You can get it. Watch how much melody you can just get off of one string. Sliding around on it, and then you get it up to speed, you know. Like look all these places, you just have to kind of see it just a little bit one place and hope for the best, you know. You know.
Cool.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get on one string. I mean, that was more than one, obviously, but most of it wasn't. Yeah. Want to do? You want me to play for you? You want me to answer questions? What do you want to do now?